Football Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, as we bring you more from the announcement that Jess Thirlby is the new England coach. She was asked if she felt any changes needed to be made to her staff.
I think similar to the player group, I think at the end of any four-year cycle, England Netball always go through a review with all staff. So in the immediacy, I wouldn't anticipate any major changes. I think it's important to keep hold of staff that have experienced the success that England Netball have had. So that's very much at the moment in the hands of England Netball and the post-World Cup review. And only after that will it be appropriate to then consider if any change is needed, really.
And did you feel it was an advantage being involved with the last two World Youth Cups?
It definitely does, I think, give an advantage. And it very much aligns with my own coaching style and philosophy. It's all about the people for me and building really important relationships with the players and the staff. So to have knowledge and have built some relationships already, I think is exciting because it means I can turn to those players and invest in building on that, but also spend time with others and get a feel for the players that I haven't yet worked with directly. Natalie Haythornthwaite, Beth Cobden, Jodie Gibson were all part of the World Youth Cup in 2013, where I also worked alongside Colette Thompson. So it's obviously, we've all moved on since then, but I think to have at least something to fall back on is great. And I've worked in and amongst that England senior programme since then as well, so I've kind of seen them transition into that senior. I sat on a bus with Nat Haythornthwaite in 2013 and she was beside herself with needing to desperately make the England senior team. And I had to just remind her we were at a World Youth Cup, so let's just deal with this one first. And then I'd actually spoke to her the other day and said, what a journey, you know, to observe somebody that was so driven to make that England senior team and to have come on in that starting wing attack bib in that last game is an incredible journey for her as one example. And others in the other World Youth Cup that I was a part of were the likes of Ebony, Serena, Joe. So there's been a real fusion of players that I've seen since very young that have gone out, plied their trade overseas as well as back here. And I think that's what's really pleasing and I'm particularly proud of, is to just see how they've come together as a group, and also a testament to everybody's input, staff, the league itself, England Netball, that you're seeing that transition of players and they are graduating from our age group teams into a senior group, because that's no easy transition to make. And I think that's kind of the cusp that a couple of players are on now. You know, George Fisher, Gabby, you know, those are players that have already been part of this Roses programme, but they'll be absolutely desperate to now get some opportunity on that international landscape and get out on court. So I can't wait to work with players like that are right on the cusp of hopefully their senior transition.
England Netball CEO Joanne Adams explained some of the benefits of being part of the setup at Loughborough Uni.
This is an incredible place to have elite sport. We have the Netball Centre, but then we have access to all the elite training gyms. They've just built the whole new Athletes Village here. It is absolutely superb to be part of this. And if you're based here and your head office is here, you get the interaction of the coach and players coming over to see all the backroom staff that look after the business side of it. And I think that's why we are so successful, because we are one unit. It's not performance sports sits out here and development sits over here. We are England Netball and we're all really dependent on each other. If Jess and the Vitality Roses aren't successful, our participation won't grow as much. If we don't have participation, we don't have all those lovely bees wanting to be roses. So it's really important that we're all on site, and we're on site in this incredible elite hub, which it is. So I'm sure you'll get to see all the magnificent gyms and all the restaurants where they're told what they can and can't eat. But it's a phenomenal facility. We will stay here for the foreseeable future.
Chloe asked Jess about other coaches that she admired and how she built relations with Norma Plummer.
Are there any international coaches that you look up to? I mean, knowing to her this World Cup had a blinder, is there someone like that for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? She's got a free pass to everything now, and did it in such a short space of time, although I feel like that's been slightly underplayed because she has coached a lot of those players in several different environments over quite a long period of time. But yeah, the utmost respect for what she's achieved with New Zealand. I think I've been very fortunate. I've travelled overseas and went on placements to what was the ANZ competition as part of my coaching journey. So I've been to some of the big clubs like Firebirds. I've also been to New Zealand clubs, the Southern Steel, and spent time in those environments, and therefore have kind of networked with a lot of really high caliber coaches. One of the things that really resonated with me, even that, you know, that's going back a few years now, is we're doing okay here too. If you speak to players and athletes and you observe the sessions, and I mean it with the utmost respect, but we had a number of players playing overseas when I went on those placements, and they still speak very highly of the coaching calibre here. So I think it is a real testament to Joe and England Netball that there is a commitment to invest in us as well. But yeah, in terms of names, I mean, Lynn Gunson was obviously my predecessor in terms of that Team Bath environment, and I'll be forever grateful for what basically was the first ever full-time performance environment for netball. And at the time, even the England team were quite sessional. You know, it was weekend-based camps. And I've had to front up both as a player and a coach in an environment where day in, day out, everyone's looking at me as to what this programme looks and feels like, what's the culture, why are we here? And that's an incredible opportunity to have had, and I think prepares me well for this role. So I think Lynn Gunson, absolutely. Norma Plummer, I've built a really great relationship with Norma. Mainly that started because I just kind of, as soon as she finished coaching at the West Coast Fever in Suncorp in Australia, I was like, I really want somebody over here in this environment with me, observing me and being quite brutally honest about what we're doing. So I chose a good one, I think. And Ebony had played underneath Norma when she played overseas, so it was kind of a bit of an in as to, I'd picked up on Ebony's thoughts from a player perspective and thought, yeah, it sounds like a great person to have, and obviously her reputation preceded her. So it was quite unusual, I think, for her, because while she had plans to kind of do some more consultancy work, I think we were her first gig. So, Norma came on over and spent 4 weeks with us, literally day in, day out, every session, across the whole programme, not just at the elite level, and worked with a couple of coaches and myself. And it was just fantastic to get, like I say, that 360 feedback from somebody with such experience internationally. So she's become a bit of a mentor, really, and she's very open. Like, despite her reputation, which she says actually started here with our media as being quite harsh, she's a very warm lady who's actually very open and has shared an incredible amount with me, and I'm sure she has with a number of people. And I think that's quite unique to get somebody that's won and been so successful on the international stage. And she turned 70 in the first couple of days of her visit to Bath. And if I'd have known Norma as I did by the end of the 4 weeks, I wouldn't have taken her for afternoon tea. It would have been, you know, a proper celebration.
She can cut it on a dance floor, can't she? After she tweeted out with the team, she can definitely bust some moves.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking about us at the start of that journey. She's like, they don't get me at all. But yeah, I've grown to kind of have I've got a lot of respect for Norma, and vice versa. She inspires me, but she's been very kind to me as well. So yeah, I guess those are two. Vicky Wilson, I mean, I went over to Firebirds and spent some time with Vicky, who subsequently went on to coach the Silver Ferns. Wyatt Almanu, I mean, she was, I mean, my performance director when I was trying to get selected for the Commonwealth Games in Manchester 2002. So I've been on that side of the fence and then also admired her work with the Silver Ferns. So yeah, I feel very lucky. I think when you think about your journey, actually the connections that you've made are quite incredible. And I'll definitely be continuing to call upon them now I'm in this role as well.
Joanna was asked about how she intends to drive the game forward at all levels.
If those 12 athletes leave at major competition and we don't drive participation, you have 12 athletes with a very nice necklace. And it should all be about the legacy that they leave. And I think that's what the players feel as well. Yes, they want to win major competition, but I know that each one of them wants to make sure that this wonderful sport continues to grow. So we're doing a lot to make sure people continue to play.
Absolutely. I think we kind of, the summer of sport, I mean, you came off the back of a Lionesses journey that the narrative could have been so different with them not quite making it through that semi-final stage. But I watched every game of that Lionesses campaign, and I think it feels very similar in some ways in terms of the broader impact has actually been the winner here rather than just the colour of the medal at the end. I've kind of been around or observed a number of bronze medal playoffs with England, and I said to Joe earlier, this one just feels like it's really shining. So I appreciate the players and staff, and the organisation would have loved to have made that final and come away with something slightly better. But I think having been around teams or individuals that have fallen, you know, on the wrong side or come away with a bronze before, it's always been a bit flat. But I think this one feels so different because I think the ripple effect of what they've achieved and to have arrived in Liverpool having already won gold, I think that in itself is the huge success, because I think everyone literally rose to the occasion, no pun intended, by the way, rose to the occasion, and it built the excitement. And I think even speaking to some of the team staff, it wasn't a case of we think we can win. There was a belief that they could win. And for me, from a culture point of view and a performance point of view, that is already a win. And that's where we spent a lot of our time, even in 2009 with that World Youth Cup group. Whether we went on to medal or not was almost irrelevant. Our biggest piece of work was trying to instill a belief in a group of under 21s that felt that they had the right to operate on the international stage with the big guns. And that's hard. It's not something that can happen overnight. So, yeah, I think it's been absolutely incredible. And I think everyone should be very proud of the bronze. But combined, I just think proud of everyone's achievements in the last 12 months.
Jess explained her passion about the role and how she intends to make her own impact.
Yeah, I'm really passionate. I mean, I feel most at home and most challenged when I'm on a court, which is where I like to be. That's my identity. But I'm really passionate about the broader impact the sport can have. And many, many years ago, when Joe first came to England Netball, I worked or sat on the league management committee for the Super League in its infancy. And I'm a bit of an ideas person, so I do drive people mad sometimes, but it comes from a place of real passion, and I can often see where things could be even better, and I'm quite relentless when I've got an idea. So we're gonna be great for people, aren't we? So I absolutely would like to think that I can have as broad and as big an impact that I can have across the whole sport and the organisation whilst focusing my attentions fully on that Roses programme and team. But they, for me, they go hand in hand. I can't be blinkered and only focus on one piece of this without considering the impact that everything has. And one thing I'm really passionate about is the whole coach education and absolutely making sure that coach development goes up another level in our country and how we can work together as a whole population of coaches to make sure that basically the quality of what we're delivering is going to be good enough to accelerate the development of not just the next 4 years, but beyond that, what the generations look like for the Roses programme. So, yeah, I'm happy to get stuck into whatever my bosses ask me to, but I'm under no illusion as to the influence that we have as the Roses programme and team.
Chloe asked Jess about her thoughts on team culture and whether or not this is something that she'd base a team on.
To be honest, I hang everything on family. So for me, an environment needs to be really connected. Family is really important. I think it's important to have ambition, belief and courage. And I'd like to think I instill that in a group of players. But the people piece is absolutely important. So not just me building relationships with players, but the other way, and also amongst themselves and with the staff. So families don't always get on, and you know, there can be some bumps along the way, but that's what I think makes us stronger. And I think if I can capture an analogy for that, losing Leila Guskas so early in this World Cup is absolutely devastating for her, for the team. But in one sense, it almost went unnoticed, because I think that was the strength of the culture of the group that have just been on that journey. So that for me is something that I hope to build upon. I want to learn about it. I want to know where that group have arrived already. And so this won't be about major changes, but I need to first familiarise myself with what I'm entering into. And then I will pick the little pieces that I can maybe sprinkle on top.
It's a great appointment. We're really looking forward to seeing what develops over the next couple of weeks and months. Jess, congratulations once again. Remember, we're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and also you can send us a tweet with your thoughts on the news. We're at The Netball Show. And thanks for your support.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.